are here at NACUSO in wonderful Orlando, Florida, with John Vardaman from Hyper. How are you, John?
Great, thank you. Good to be here.
Good, yeah. Hey, thanks for kind of a little impromptu chat we're having here. Mm-hmm. But you have, and I just discovered, you have a very interesting background. Can you tell folks about your background before we jump into your business and all that good stuff?
Sure. So I just finished speaking on a panel about the banking of marijuana industries. Mm-hmm. So my involvement in that stems from my career at the Department of Justice, where I worked on money laundering, Bank Secrecy Act issues. And that's really at the core of marijuana banking,
mm-hmm, no doubt.
The federal prohibition. And so in 2014, I helped draft guidance, what's come to be known as the Cole Memorandum, which basically sets forth a pathway for banks and credit unions to permissibly bank marijuana businesses.
So what transpired in your session there? It was a roundtable session. Deirdre O'Gorman from Fourth Corner Credit Union was in there. What was the messaging going on in there?
Yeah, a lot of questions, mm-hmm, as there always are.
Yeah,
this is an interesting issue, mm-hmm, about which there's still sort of a lot of uncertainty. So I tried to explain sort of the lay of the land in terms of the federal-state interplay, in terms of the legal issues, and also sort of what credit unions need to bear in mind if they want to get into this space.
Yeah.
And most importantly, it's transparency,
mm-hmm,
and also having the technology that enables them to comply with the relevant guidance at the federal and state,
mm-hmm,
level.
Mm-hmm. Well, so what's the status with, I mean, because obviously the legalization of marijuana is slowly creeping across the country, so eventually it's going to cover the nation. You know, I don't know what the timeline is, but it's going to happen. But so what's the status, and then what can credit unions do right now to kind of prepare for that?
Well, the status is we're in a very strange sort of legal situation where it remains technically illegal at the federal level, but pursuant to the guidance that I worked on, there is actually a way for banks and credit unions to permissibly bank these industries. And I think as you see legalization become more prevalent, mm-hmm, there's just a growing recognition that these businesses need to have bank accounts.
Yeah.
And that's why it's incumbent upon the word to get out to credit unions that this is a great opportunity,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
to get,
mm-hmm,
in on a new and growing and dynamic business.
Yeah.
And frankly, also to sort of serve a public service at the same time, because banking marijuana businesses gets money that would otherwise be on the street and gets them inside a financial institution.
Yeah. No doubt. No, it's such a. I mean, I don't want to say controversial, Tom, but it is a little bit. I mean, there's a lot. Let's say there's a lot of interest,
yep,
going on right now, just,
yep,
because of what's going on, and just kind of legitimizing, I guess, the business. And
sure,
this, and certainly when you're dealing with a financial institution like a credit union, that certainly does it as well. So it kind,
absolutely,
of brings all that to light.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I think we're seeing sort of a gradual destigmatization of,
yeah,
the marijuana industry,
mm-hmm,
and the banking is a big piece of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's why I joined the company, my company, Hyper, which is a technology company,
mm-hmm,
which is specifically dedicated to enable banks and credit unions to bank the marijuana market. It is permissible, as I said, it is profitable, but it is a new and unique market, so it has to be done correctly.
Right, right.
And that's what our company is dedicated to help doing.
All right. So getting your crystal ball out, how do you see 2017 shaping up in this area? I mean, I talked to Deirdre O'Gorman a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
She just kind of gave me a quick update on the legal status and the status of her credit union, where,
right,
they are. How do you see the rest of 2017 shaping up in this area?
Well, I think that as you see more states move towards legalization, then the growing recognition that banks and credit unions need to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that you're seeing, you know, 3 years ago, if I had come and given this discussion, I think it would have fallen on deaf ears. 3 years later, I think you're getting, there's a lot more receptive audience to,
mm-hmm,
this.
Mm-hmm.
They recognize the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
They recognize the fact that that legalized marijuana appears to be here to stay,
mm-hmm,
and that credit unions that get involved in it right now are really poised to take advantage of a real growth opportunity.
Okay. Great message to end on. John, thank you so much for stopping by.
My pleasure.
Well done.